May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of the consequences of abiding in Christ, he's a communicator. I learned something this morning. I've taught John 15, abiding in Christ. I've used those words hundreds and hundreds of times over the years in ministry. But I was just having some fun this morning in my prayer time and doing some word studies. And when I looked up the word abide, of course, the word abide just means to stay or to remain. But it has a transitive meaning in the Greek. And that transitive meaning is the idea is that you stay with the expectation that somebody's going to show up if you'll stay. I thought that's awesome. And for CTKers, we'll talk about that more in days to come. And so when you, as you grow in abiding in Christ, there just is that conscious expectation that he's going to communicate, he's going to do something, he's just in control, whatever. And so one of my great joys in my life is my decaf, sugar-free chocolate coffee that I have every morning, along with the tops of bran muffins, which is not on my health food diet, but I don't care. And so that's an important part of my prayer life with the Lord, is me and him enjoying me enjoying those things. And I was telling Donna Long, I said, the gap between conscious exhilaration in the presence of the Lord and not quite being there is my chocolate coffee. Because even if I'm not there, the chocolate coffee just transitions that whole thing. So I'm just there just because of that. And so going to pick up my coffee in the mornings from the coffee shop, I just called them from my home, and I'd say, and I go, hey, Bishop, they know my voice. And they have what I like written on the wall in case they have a new employee. I'll just say, hey, this is, your voice isn't familiar. This is Bishop. And they'll go, yeah, they've already told me about you. And they fix my stuff. And I said, I'll show up. Now, if you've ever been to our coffee shop is glorious. Starbucks is yuck compared to our coffee shop. The only problem is that sometimes, like other things in Selma, it's just a little bit slow. And if you get in line, even though you've called ahead of time and there's two cars in front of you, you could be there until fall if you're in spring. And that can be a source of frustration to me because I'm really passionate to get to where I'm to here to get my time with the Lord in. And so, and coming in this morning, I circle a little deal and there's a car there from Texas. Which I don't know why anybody with Texas has no business going to our coffee shop. And so my first thought was, oh my gosh, because I was running a little bit late already this morning. And the Lord just spoke to me and he said, you know, there's a synergy about being in Christ. I said, yes. And he said, maybe I want you to get a little bit late because the person that you're supposed to express my love to won't be there if you get there 5 minutes early. Won't be in the right, won't pass you, won't be in the right situation or pass you by. Wow. See, synergy, the word synergy means things are connected. Things don't just happen haphazardly. There's a connection. And I had Ron read those verses because Jesus talked about his own walk as a man, son of man, that he was in the Father and the Father was in him. And so there are two levels of expectation as Jesus abided in the Father. One was that he was expecting the Father to be in absolute total control of his life, that there was a synergy. Things were connected. As a matter of fact, as you've been around long enough, 50 different times in the Gospel of John, Jesus says he was sent. Jesus didn't think anything about his life was just haphazard or circumstantial or just by luck or by governed by somebody else's decisions. He was totally yielded. Even in a fallen world when men and women make bad choices, Jesus believed he was governed by the choice of another because he was totally yielded. And he also had the expectation that wherever he showed up, wherever the synergy of him being in the Father brought him, that the Father would show up in that moment and do whatever he was going to do, supernaturally. And it just reminded me again about being in Christ. And in that situation in John chapter 4, which we read, we did for months and months here, that here's Jesus baptizing. And the natural thing for Jesus to do was to go around Samaria. Because as a Jew, they didn't go through Samaria. They had nothing to do with Samaritans. But obviously, he only did those things he saw the Father doing. He only said those things he heard the Father saying. And he sensed, the Holy Spirit had him sense, that he was supposed to go the shortcut to Samaria, even though it wasn't the normal thing to do. Now, I'm not sure how many steps ahead of the game the Father was always leading Jesus. I think a lot of times, he was just like us. He orders our steps. Jesus was the pioneer and the author of faith. He was an example for us and of us. And so maybe all Jesus knew is, I'm going here. And then he goes there and he knows to send his disciples away. It's at noon. He's hungry. He sends them into Sychar to get food, and he sits there knowing that he's sent. And not questioning why he would go out of the way and why he would go there and why he would be at this particular place, but he's just being led because there's synergy. He's just trusting that all the dots are connected. And then out of the corner of his eye, this woman shows up, and Jesus is like going, yes, sent. And then he had the expectation that the Father would do something extraordinary, which of course he did in this woman's life. But the point being that I wanted you to hear is, again, Christ himself was our example. He believed that being in the Father, there was a synergy. You just go with what happens next, with either how you know you're being led or you're being governed by circumstances you have no choice, or maybe people around you have made decisions that have placed you in a place where there's something bigger than all that, and that is you're in Christ. There's a synergy. There's somebody in Texas in front of you in the line, and you're not going to be as quick getting to where you wanted to go as you wanted to be because you're in Christ. Now, that's a different consciousness, but that's the consciousness of faith. It's the consciousness of the rest of faith that keeps us from the stress of anxiety, frustration, fear, and control. And in the synergy of being in the Father, Jesus says, the Father's in me and I'm in the Father. The synergy of all that is that Jesus was positioned just where he needed to be positioned to do what the Father always did through Jesus, love the one that was in front of him. And so I just would encourage you to hear that word, synergy. Being in Christ is full of synergy. You're not just stuck in traffic. You didn't just have a issue with your car. It's not just that somebody made some boneheaded decision. It's not just that your account didn't come out right. It's not just, there's more to it than that. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.